probably cool down right here, right now, a little bit, because I'm getting heated on this whole discussion. We brought in one of the professionals. We couldn't find him, so Simo stood in place.
Hey. Simo, morning.
He's a funny man. Good morning.
Now, the changes to the Queensland Junior Rugby League. You teach a lot of kids rugby league. What do you think about the taking away of the tackling until under 7 and the no grand finals until under 13?
Well, I'm not going to cool it down any bit. I'm going to heat it up even more.
Really?
But let me just start off by saying every kid has to learn how to tackle before they even hit the field. So legally, the coaches are required to teach the kids how to tackle. So therefore, taking it away isn't doing anything. Mm-hmm. It's just making it worse.
Mm-hmm. Delaying the inevitable.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Unless it's, I heard people talking about, you know, if you don't tackle around the arms, you're not going to get a head clash. Your head is attached to your body, and so is theirs. All right? You're going to get a head clash no matter what you do. You tackle around the legs, hip, waist,
you
whatever you
do. You can't control
that. You can't control it. It's something you can't do. Head guards prevent a lot of the concussions and the fluid around the brain getting damaged early. But guess what? It's rugby league. Okay?
Yeah.
You play rugby league for a reason. If you don't want to tackle, there is this thing called touch football. You go over to the Cyril Connell Fields and you play that.
Well, this is why they're bringing this in. They want to combat that. They want more families doing
it. But they're not.
But that's completely trying. That's changing the game,
isn't
it?
It's changing the game. And let me just say this before we move on, because I know I'll take up a lot of time. We're going to talk about it tomorrow on the B Team.
Good.
But, listen, it's a hard one because people need resilience in life right now.
Yes.
And not learning how to cope with loss is a big thing with resilience. Mm-hmm. And not being able to lose a game or win a game until you're 13 is a big hindrance. It's massive.
Okay. And by 13, all the hormones, everything's going gaga anyway.
So what it's going to do, it's just prolonging it. They're going to get to 13, then it's going to hit them hard. They're going to go, what's this loss business?
Yeah.
You know, I've never lost a game until now.
Everyone's going to turn into Donald Trump.
I know.
That's how it's going to work.
And the big thing about this is, all right, it's the big city wigs making the rules for the rural grassroots. Once again, we lose out in the rural part.
Yeah, you're not part of the discussion.
The city mums and the city dads, they're the ones who are precious, not us country folk.
What's your thoughts, groundsman?
You know, we're getting to that stage where we become the nanny state. Next, you know, they'll be wanting us to put grass on the ovals. You know, it's just like you can't work out where they're heading every time. Every year they've got something different. Teach the kids to tackle properly, wear compulsory headgear. And if they've got to wear shoulder pads, wear shoulder pads. But teach them how to do things properly.
And not just take that part of the game away for them for a while.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for the call, man. On 13-27-10, Triple M, who's this?
Yeah, Darren.
What do you reckon, Darren?
Mate, I reckon I agree with probably both of them. But, it's all about protecting the kids. I mean, the under sixes, they're not tackling real hard anyway. And there's only you got your individuals, kids that are full on and come out and have a go, you know.
It's not like they're going for head-high tackles at this stage and stuff like that. So if we put a little bit of headgear on them, teaching them how to tackle around the legs properly, would that be a better option than just taking away the tackling from the game?
Yeah, that's right. I hate to say it, but I agree with New South Wales Rugby League.
And I know how you feel. I'm like, I think they've got their ducks in order there.
Yeah, I've said it for years. You know, I think that should be brought through with the kids to teach them to wear headgear, because you know, like I never wore headgear myself, but I've seen a few head injuries in my time. You know, not so much
in the juniors.
Yeah, but you always get your head clash or something like that. You know.
Yeah. So we've got the headgear.
Yeah, that is dangerous.
And what about the no grand finals as well? How do you feel on that?
Well, the no grand final, I don't know, mate.
Everyone's a winner. Everyone gets a trophy.
But what are they learning from that? And as you know, like, kids have to learn how to be good losers and good winners. And if you're never getting told no or you're never losing, you don't learn how to deal with
These kids that don't have grand finals, are they going to go for a job when they're 18, not get the job and then not try again? Because
Well,
you're not going to get a trophy for not getting a job.
Are they just not having the grand finals for the under sixes, or what are they doing?
Up to under 13s, man.
No, I don't agree on that.
Good morning, Triple M. Who do we have here?
It's Bernie. How are you?
Yeah, Bernie. What do you think about this, mate? No tackling in up to under sevens, no grand finals till under 13.
Well, in AFL, the AFL model, which my boy's grown up and I've grown up with the AFL, they've had the Friday nights, your Auskick, your junior night, so it's up to under 11s, no tackling. And there's no scoring. But the boys on the ground and the girls, they know what the scores are and they don't have finals. But saying that, those first 13s is when the tackles come in and on Saturday football. But they're allowed to play up from 10 years old, they can play under 13 if they've got the skill and the able and the ability and the parents' approval to play up. So they do learn those skills in training.
Well, what about the skill of learning how to lose? How are your boys dealing with that?
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that you got to teach them, that resilience by playing, getting... Because, like I said, they know when they're winning and when they're not.
Yeah, of course they do. They keep score.
And I've never seen all the kids I've seen grow up. I've never seen them affected by losing on a Saturday because, you know, they know their abilities. But at that age, you know, they've got to start learning. That's why you can play up at 10, 11. So although they're having the Friday night fun, when it comes Saturday, I know it's more serious. But it's about fun. It's about having fun in the game, getting them involved in sport, and then bringing that serious aspect in on the Saturday games when they're starting to get serious. The score's up, there's a competition, there's a ladder. And that's where they get that skill of resilience and things from that.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's Triple M.